Today is Daf Hezayin, Misach Tamida. I would like to discuss the sugyam of Mikor Mikomo Tame or Mikor Mikomo Tar. Now, what is Mikor Mikomo? This is a big sugya. This is an inyan which appears here and there over the entire Masechta. It means the source of a woman's dam. Now, of course, when a woman is nida, the dam comes from its source. The dam develops over a period of 30 days, so the whole process, and then eventually the dam is released. When the dam is released from the body, of course, the woman becomes a nida, and we have the entire process of nida. But there is definitely a period of time when the blood has not yet left its source. Whatever that source is, we do not need to go into the biology, but there is a part of the body deep, deep within where the blood is developing, whichever part of the body that is, which itself is a very elaborate discussion among Chazal. Talk modern today, it's extremely complicated. All the different types of fertility treatments and examinations and extremely complicated issues. But let's just talk in abstract, theoretical terms. There is a part deep within the body where the blood develops and eventually is released. Is that makom tameh or is that makom tahar? And what is the nafkamina? How does that apply to us? And so on and so forth. So let's just see the Gemara. A few lines of the Gemara. The Gemara begins, the Gemara continues the discussion we learned yesterday. The issue of zvestois de'oraisa. Are vestois derabban. This cycle a woman has of seeing blood every number of days, whether it's 30 days, 29 days, is the predictability of the next time she sees blood in halacha something that the Torah takes into consideration, deiraisa, or from a Torah perspective, minat Torah, on a deiraisa perspective, we don't take into consideration. It's purely rabbinic. And if it's rabbinic, There are grounds for leniency. Now let's see. The Gemara here says, let us suggest that the machlokes be the following machlokes, Maila Bohok Lema Hani Tanoi Boho Nami Pligi. Let us suggest that the Tanoim would disagree over the topic of Vestos de Oiraisa or Vestos de Rabbanon. They argue in the following manner. The Tanya of the Brisa, Haroya da machmas maka. A woman sees blood because of a maka. A woman is ill. She was injured. She was in an accident. She fell down. And she has released blood due to the injury. And the blood is coming from the same source, the same place where the makor, the place where her dam nida comes from. So it says here, the blood is released from her body in the usual path of how blood is released, but we can be certain that the blood that's being released is not her dam nida. The dam that's being released, at least most of it, at least 95% of it, is blood that comes from a wound, a maka. She has been injured in the area, the internal area of the makar of where the blood comes from. So it's not the real dam nida, it's blood that is seeping out of a vein or an artery that is making contact with the blood that is located where the dam nida is.
How do you know that?
Let's assume we do. It's a good question. How do we know that? Let's assume that the doctors. Let's put that question aside. We are absolutely certain that that's the situation. There is a makar. We're talking abstract terms. There's a place inside the woman's body where the blood, the dam nida, develops, and when it comes, when she has her period, that blood is released. In that area itself, there is an injury, there is a wound. We are absolutely certain of this. We know, the doctors tell us, there's no question, thing abstract, just assume that these are the givens. And now blood is being released. So the blood is being released is not the blood that was the dam nida. it's dam of a maka, of a wound, but it's coming from the same place.
And not at the time of her birth.
Oh, that's the question. The question is, but when the blood is released, it's being released approximately during the time when she would expect to have a period. And therefore, even though we're certain that 95% of the blood that's being released is not from the dam nida, it's dam maka, but it's very possible that even a small amount of this blood is the dam nida. Because she has to, eventually she does have dam nida, and we know that a woman that sees blood, even the size of a charl, even the smallest teeny amount of blood, the size of a mustard seed, it contaminates the woman. So here we don't know what to do. Here's the machlokes. Haroa dam machmas mak. A woman sees blood. The blood is definitely because of the injury. Afil besochi mei nidasa. Even during the time of her nida, which means the time when she's expected to see, get her period, but she had no hargasha. That's the point. The point was she had no sin. If a woman has a sensation, there's nothing to talk about since she's a nida. She had no hargasha. She had no sensation, and now she has blood, and she passed through a tkufa where normally she would see. 95% of the blood for sure is the damaka. Is the other 5% damaka, or maybe it's damnida? There's a reason of why it should not be damnida, because she did not have a sensation. She did not have any hargasha, any sensation in her body that she is releasing blood damnida. So what do? So it says something fascinating here. Tahira, divrei rabba and Shimon ben Gamliel. Aben Shimon Gamliel says, halacha, follow the rules of halacha. The rules of halacha are not the rules of statistics. They're a different set of rules. She is tahira. We'll see them all. Let's give me one more moment. Rebbe Yomer, it depends. Tahira. In Yesh Lavesas, if a woman has a fixed cycle every 30 days, she sees, but now she's when she has passed through a time, it's approximately the tkuva when she's supposed to see blood. Then Chesheshes Levesta. You can't go say Tahira. It's now 30 days. So just because for sure 95% of the blood is Damaka, there's got to be some Damnida there, even though she did not have that sensation. But this is, she has a bottle, she has a clock. The clock says that there's going to be a releasing of blood, Damnida. So the Gemara wants to suggest, this really goes back to what we discussed yesterday, but we have to think of terms of halachic terms, not necessarily loads of statistics. So my law, b'halka mivlki, demar savar vesta is deraisa. Rebbe, that's machmir, that says that we have to be chesheshes, holds that vesta is deraisa, that she has a clock. Every 30 days she releases blood. It's now day 30. Day 30 for sure there's blood. Even though we are certain that she has a maka, 95% of the blood is da maka, but you have to assume, minat Torah, vesta is deraisa, the Torah takes into consideration the predictability of her releasing blood on this day, and therefore even though she did not have a sensation, she for sure released some da mida. She's tamei of adai. Vesta is deraisa. Yeah.
A possibility that due to illness or injury, the vest was delayed.
But that's a good point. Let's assume they're not. Let's assume that. Let's assume that the high luchud, the body continues to operate on its schedule. There also happens to be a wound, and the wound does not necessarily conflict. Maybe you can, but let's assume for now not. So Rebbe Savar, the Marasav Esteraisa, and that's why Rebbe is Machmir, and Rebbe says that we have to be Chesheshes. Now notice, Rebbe never said here in the Gemara, it's a very interesting point, never said that she's a Nida. It just, all Rebbe said was, Chesheshes. That's all it says. She is concerned. We have to be concerned. He didn't say, oh, she's a Nida, which we'll get to in a moment. Okay. So Mar Savar Vestois in the Mar Savar Vestois Dirabonon, what we learned yesterday. The other opinion says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, listen, 95% of the blood for sure is Damaka. And listen, she didn't have any sensation. Normally when she releases blood and we didn't need her, she has a sensation. She didn't have that sensation. So it's day 30. So what? Vestois derabanan. Just because for 20 years she has blood every 30 days doesn't mean she'll have blood. She'll have blood today. And from terms of halacha, in terms of statistics, that's a different world. Vestois, so we discussed yesterday, vestois derabanan. There's no chazaka. There's no such thing as a chazaka when it comes to a woman seeing blood every 30 days. So let's follow the rules of chazaka, halachic world. The halachic world is she has a cheskes tahara, and now we don't. We have a period of a suffix. So we can be lenient, and all the blood now definitely has come from Damaka. Halach allows the Torah to take all these factors together. She's v'cheskas tara. She has a maka, and she did not have a sensation. That's all halacha. The world of halacha needs to tell us that this woman is tahira. There's nothing to be concerned about. And don't go tell me, but every 30 days she sees blood. That's not a consideration in a din d'oraisa, because the vestais is the rabbanon. Right, it seems to be an open and shut case. Machlekes in the Gemara, is the woman a nida, not a woman a nida? Do we say vestois deraisa, vestois derabanan? That's what the Gemara suggests. The Gemara says no. Amar Ravina nista halacha lo the kul yalma vestois derabanan. No, everyone holds vestois adam. We discussed that yesterday. There's no such thing as a chazak when it comes to the future. Chazakas for backwards. Chazakas only work because of sibos, not because of occurrences. No such thing. She may see blood. A woman also, she always changing. Her cycle is changing. No guarantees for nothing. We follow the halakhic world. The halakhic world tells us she's v'cheskas tahara. There's blood, and we can definitely attribute the blood to something else. She is b'tahara. If that's the case, why then does Rabban Shimon Gamliel say that? Why does Rebbe then say ha'cheshes? What's going on here? If you're telling me that everyone holds vestos the rabbanon, what's going on? Look, the kulyal vestos the rabbanon, the hacha, whole new world we're going to learn about. Bimikar mikoymoi tamei kamiflegi. We're coming to disagree about the issue of mikar mikoymoi. What does that mean? Now, Rashi here is a whole new world of interpretation to the Gemara. Rabban shemeg milsavar isha tahira, but vidam tamei. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the isha is tahira, v'dam tameh, d'ka'asi derech mekar. So now we have to reread the words of the Gemara. When Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, when Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, now we're going to reverse the opinions. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, let me reread his words. Haroy edam achmas maka, filu b'soch me nidasa, tahira. Divrei Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Now, when he says tahira, this Harashi learns a fascinating interpretation. She's only tahira midin nida. She's not a nida. That's a given. A nida means she's tahira for 7 days, at least 7 days. Nida. Vestois derabanan. There's no tumas nida according to anyone. That's exactly what Rabban Shimon Gamliel says. But she's still tahira midin tumas samaga. If a person touches a sheretz, right? You touch a sheretz, a dead sheretz. Sheretz is an avatomo. What do you become? You become a rishon. How long are you tell me for? You tell me for 1 day. The dam maka that has been released from her body, the blood that has been released, is not nida blood. It's not nida blood. But the blood was in the same cavity where the dam nida is being formed. It was in a world, it was in a reshus, part of her body that is tamei, the makar. Makar, the source of a woman's blood, mikoymoi, its place in the body. Fascinating idea, whole new idea, is tamei. A woman walks around her whole life, inside of her is tamei. A man, there's no such thing. I don't know, maybe you talk about a man with regard to Sheikh Vazera, I don't know, there's such an equivalent, I don't know. But a woman's not tar. On the outside, she's tahira. Inside of her, there's a bond. Inside of her, there's a domain, there's a reshus of tumah, 24/7. It's just that, normally, but if blood, if she is injured in that area, and there's blood that's not really part of that makar, goes, makes contact, and then comes out, something has come in contact with tumah, comes out. When it comes out of her body, it's basically touching her. When it touches her, it makes her tamea. Just like if a woman would touch a dead sheretz, would touch an avela, she would be tamei. When the blood comes out of her body, this blood is so powerful, the makor of her body, that's such a source of tamei, causes her to become tamei her whole life, every 30 days. When something goes into her body, in this case she's injured, and there's fluid, it doesn't have to be blood, it can be any fluid. And this fluid now, mucus, comes out of that area. It was in that domain. That fluid became tummy. It released from her body. But when it releases from her body, it makes contact with the exterior of her body. And she is now tmeya. But how long is she tmeya for? Only one day. Like touching a sheretz. She's tmeya for one day. She goes to mikvah. And she's tahara once again. It's a different type of tumah, tumas eref.
Unique to
women. Along comes Rebbe. The Amale Rebbe. Rebbe says, you know what? I disagree. The source of a woman's, the makor of a woman's dam is not a domain of tumah. A woman is completely tahara. It's gezeres hakos that when blood comes out of that makom, she becomes an ida. But the makor, the source of a woman's dam, mikoimoi, its place is tahar. So it's all or nothing. Either she's a nida for 7 days, or she's tahira. We've established vestois dirabanan. If vestois dirabanan, there's no guarantee that on day 30 she will see blood. Now there's blood. That blood is from a makkah. For sure it's from a makkah. The question is the blood of a makkah, is it also mixed into that blood dam nida? Well, if you hold vestois d'rabbanan, the answer is no. What are you going to tell me? But the blood of the makkah went through a channel, went through the cavity of the makar. And the makar is a place that's tameh? I disagree with you. I hold makar, mikoymoy tahar, legamri. That the Amalei Rebbe, ichayesh esh leveses, ishanamit mishanida, v'ilo ichayesh leveses, makar mikoymoy tahar. Let me read you a few words of Rashi. Rashi says, according to Rabbi Shimon and Wills Tomei, the chol dam haba derech sham afilu in a dam nida have avatoma. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, she's definitely not a nida. Because vestois rabbana. But blood that has gone through that cavity is an avatoma. Latame adam tomas erech. Tomei only for one day, not for 7 days like a nida. Vimnoga, that's a very powerful word. If this woman now will touch Chuma, something that's Taharos, Tameim! That's Rabban Shimon Bail. So we're really reversing the roles. According to this answer, Rabban Shimon Gamliel is the one that's Machmir. She ain't a Cheshesh Misham Nida. But the implication is, but we're Cheshesh Misham Tumas Erev because Mikor Mikoimoi Tamei. The Kamale Rebbe says, I disagree with you. He's coming to be lenient. If you want to declare her Tamea because of Nida, for 7 days because she's a real Nida. But since we all agree, we're on the same page, that the halacha is vestois derabanan, v'hoil v'einicha choshesh l'kach, sharei ato oimer tohara mishum nida. Guess what? Shuv ein lo tuma. There's no tumas erev. Mikor, mikoymoy tohar. And just because the dam makkah has gone through this area, there's no problem whatsoever. A whole new sugya, a whole new world. The sugya of Mikar, Mikai Maitame, Mikar, Mikai Maitar, this appears in the Gemara a few places, and in fact, a lot of it has been written about this. Now, what is part of the major issues? This little teeny Taisus, small little Taisus. Taisus says over here, Bimakar, Mikai Maitame, Kamavaki. The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel will look at the Tamei, Beresh Hatin Oikos, and Daf Samach Zvav, and the Mesechta, the Alpha Gav, the Tuna. Now he goes and says, it's following Chidushim. Opens up now new worlds, Taisus. What's going on? Don't we know? You learned this in Shas so many times, that Tuma Belua, or here Taisus says, Tuma Space Hasasarim, which is similar to Tuma Belua, is Tohar. If a person swallows a piece of metal, swallow something. Metal is normal makabachim in an oil. And then you go into an oil hames. And then the person, is the item inside your stomach tame? Is it contaminated through the oil? No. Something that is hidden inside your body, that is concealed, that is buried deep within your body, is not subject to contamination of tumah. It's called tuma belua. Anything that is absorbed in your body, a person swallows something, and he goes into an oil hames, his body is tame. If he then comes out of the oil hames and spits it up, or it's taken out without touching the outside of his body, someone sticks a tube in with tweezers and pulls it out of his body, or cuts open his body and takes it out, that object is tahar. Why is it tahar? He went into an oil hames. He's tame. If he's tame, everything about him is tame, through and through, right? All the way through. What?
Belua.
Teretz says there's a concept called tuma belua. Any object that is absorbed inside of a human being, or for that matter, basically human being, is not subject to the laws of tuma. It's protected. So why do we say that? Since the makar, this magic organ that is hidden inside the woman, it's belua. How in the world can Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say that inside of the woman there's this organ which mekar, mekay my tame? It's tuma belua.
But it's not belua.
What?
It's not belua.
What do you mean it's not belua?
It's
an organ. It's something which is... Okay, and that's really what the answer is. Okay.
It's a sealed vessel. Think of it.
But a sealed vessel is okay, yeah, I hear you. It's a source, the sheretz itself. It's not stam. It's the sheretz itself. It's the source of tuma. That's really the answer. But he asked the question. I just want to bring up. I think Tais is not really asking the question to ask the question. The answer is obvious. He wants to bring out a point. But that's his question here. The afal gav the tuma space has a sarmi or the perik damanido amar rebbe the dam. Another question. The blood is tameya. The blood inside the makar is not the size of a revius. In order for blood to contaminate a person with tumas maga, if a person makes contact with the blood of a dead sheretz, let's say a sheretz dies, it's blood, there's a pool of blood from the sheretz, and the person touches the blood of the sheretz, is he tame? There must be a shear. Blood only contaminates if the blood is the size of a revius. The amount of blood that has been released in this maga that has made contact with the makar, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we're assuming now, is less than the size of a revius. So how can Tais over here say? How can Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say that the woman over here, she's going to be tamei, be tumas era for one day, as if she touched the sheretz, because of the dam went into the makar. The blood went into the makar. So forget about the makar. Maybe the top of the makar is tamei. But the blood itself of the makar... And that's what the Tais cautions. The makar itself is a sheretz, so it's for sure. But the blood entered into that cavity, right? The blood of the makar went there. So where did the blood come in contact with tuma? In the belua, in the area that's concealed. That is no tuma. So what's going on over here? When the blood is released, the dam makar is released from the woman, she becomes tamei for one day because the blood went into this magic cavity. First of all, when the blood went into that magic cavity, that's a problem of that concept of tuma belua. And any time a person, the tuma is contracted in an area that's concealed, there is no tuma. Number two, even if there would be tuma, you need a shear. You don't have the shear, it's less than a revius. So how in the world does this woman contaminate for a single day when the blood is released from her body, which entered the cavity briefly of makar makar matam? Even if you hold that makar makar matame, that should have no ramifications on the dam of the makar. The dam of the makar is not native to the makar. It came to visit. It went to the cavity. That's a tuma belua. It's inside of her body. It's less than revius. And all of a sudden, imagine it comes out of her body and she's a tummy for one day. So what's going on with you? It's a good kasha. Two very good kashas. V'yavagav doesn't need mahaska. 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 Another example he gives them makar shazia kibes tibei margolias tameya. They also have the same problem, but then the different case. So he gives the answer. Shema doesn't like the answer. Taisa says maybe. Hacha halacha lemoshe misinai. Different set of rules. Holding whenever you play the halacha lemoshe misinai card. Yeah. You know you're like it's like a lifeline. Right, you ever see that? Who wants to be what's it called? Wants to be a millionaire?
Millionaire, yeah.
Right, so you have a lifeline, right? It's a lifeline. Take one of my lifelines now. Shema, hacha halacha lemoshe misinai. Who? It's halacha lemoshe misinai. Teda, I'll bring Uriah. Shama kar tamei v'isha tahara. If how could a woman walk around in the streets? How could a woman ever be tahara? the makar is tameya, and she's tahira. How can such a thing exist? This contradiction. A woman, by essence, this is a contradiction. A whole. She's carrying tuma, and she's tahira. It's like the par aduma. How can there be such a thing going on in the surah? Obviously, the rules are different guidelines. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Okay, fine. That's Tosfos' answer. Along comes the Rashash. Rashash makes the following diuk. Because Tosfos, the sum of Tosfos appear. What's the lundis? Why the blood that goes into the makar becomes tmeya? From Tosfos it's mashma, and this is said explicitly by Rashi and by many Rishonim. It's because of tumas maga. Why do things become tummy in this? Why there's a source of tumah, and then there are things that are completely tahara, completely tar. But if they make contact, that those are the rules. If something is tahara, food, you have an apple that has been washed. Okay, it's been washed. It's all ready to go. It's susceptible to tumah. And if the apple is 100% tahara, and the apple now makes contact with the sheretz, bang, magic, it's tummy. Tumas maga. That is what Tosfos is. Gosh, but where's the revius? You don't have a revius. And also, is tuma belua? Tuma belua is a tuma of maga. We have tuma, and you have something that touches the tuma, but it's inside the body. Those are rules. A shear of a revius is that these are rules. When you're playing the game, and the rule, the way something becomes tuma is through touch, through contact. Then there's something called Tumas Belua, then there's something called the Revius, and Tais is disturbed. We have not fulfilled the conditions of Revius, we have not fulfilled the condition of Maga because it's Belua, it's not out in the open. So what's going on? Tais says, listen, you're right, it's Tumas Maga. The Dam Maka, the Dam of her wound has made contact with the Makar, it touched this contact, and even though we're missing some of the rules, it's okay. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Halacha l'moshe. By the way, there's another issue. That why is she tmeya? If the makar is an avatuma, then tumas maga, then the blood is a rishon. If the blood is a rishon, when it touches her, when it comes out, she should be tahara because a rishon does not have the power to contaminate a person. A person can only become tamei through an avatuma. Other mekalim only can receive tumah from an avatum, not from a rishon. Only food can receive tumah from a rishon. So that's all. The mefarshim asked that question as well, and they say it's all part of the same answer. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. But the fact that Tosfos asked the question of revius and asked the question of tumah belua, it is obvious that Tosfos understands the issue of the dam maka to be an issue of tumas maga. And Rashi, not here elsewhere, I think that Chaveis, other place in this mesecta, explicitly says the issue of the Mekor Mekoymoy is Tumas Maga. Along comes the Ramban, and he disagrees. The Ramban says you have all these kashas of Tosfos. Halacha, the Moshe Mesinai is not something you want to get into. That's not something that's very favorable to say. You only say that when you're really stuck, when you need a lifeline. Otherwise, you don't want to come onto those type of things. He says it's deeper. Meaning, the Mekor Mekoymoy, it's not just skin, an organ that is tame. It's a cavity. And anything that develops in this cavity is subject to the rules of the world. It's a different world. If you go to Venus, you have a different set of physics. The gravity is different. Things are, it's a different world. You go to Mars, there are a different set of rules. How you behave and how much you weigh. And what you can eat, and what you can do. Different. When you're in the makar, mekoy my tame. It's not that, oh, the skin of the makar is tame. I have touched it. Oh, I've touched it to my smack. We have to apply the rules of earth to the rules of Venus. No. If you're in the makar, you're living with the war, with the rules. You play the game like the makar. The makar is tame. Anything that develops, that lives, that comes into existence in the makar, automatically, in the cavity, not the physical contact, is something. If there is a maka, a wound in the makar, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it follows the rules of the makar. The makar is a makom that's tameh. It's the source of a woman's dan nida.
So why aren't you tameh 7 days?
Oh, that's a very good point. That's where the Ramban draws the line. They're excellent. You really touched upon the essence of the entire issue. The Ramban draws the line there. The makar is the source of only the dam, that the natural dam that comes out will contaminate her for 7 days. But blood that's not natural to the makar, but it grew up there. This blood came into existence in the makar because this is a maka in the makar. Is an avat tuma, not because of tumas maga, because of it developed. It's the real dam of the makar. It's part of the makar. You don't need to come out to halacha l'moshe v'sinai that we need a revius and this tuma belua. It's part of the makar. The makar makay maitame. The makar is an avat tuma. Anything which develops in there is an avatoma. When it's released, it's going to contaminate the woman. Midin avatoma. Period. That's the opinion of Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel. Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe holds that makar is not tummy altogether. It's not tummy. But this is a whole new way of looking at it. Now, lamai nafkamina. So again, that's two nafkaminas. Well, first one, lamai nafkamina. Nafkamina will be when it comes to, let's say, a zava gadola. Now, today, every woman that's a nida considers herself to be a zava. A woman who's a zava gadola means she has to count zayin nikim. A woman, a real nida minatoy, doesn't need to count zayin nikim. That's not for now. But a woman, practically speaking, a woman needs to count 7 clean days. Let's say a zava gadola has a re'iyah, and it's a nightmare, right? It's the worst thing that can possibly happen. In the middle of counting her 7 days, up to day 6, all of a sudden, she has dam. Oh no, I got to start all over again. I got to go through the whole process all over again. Not necessarily. Al pi halacha, let's look strict halacha, not practical halacha l'maisim zman hazeh, but al pi halacha, the only time blood will contaminate a woman during her zayin nikim is dam where it's dam re'iyah. It's natural blood, but not dam mako. But not if it's blood, not dam maka, not blood that's from a wound in her source, not maka. Where a woman is counting 7 clean days, suddenly in the middle of her 7 clean days she sees blood. If that blood is not natural to her makar, she's not tameya. If it is natural to the makar, if it's natural to her makar, natural blood from her source, then she's tameya. But if it's blood of a maka, she's not tameya. What would happen according to Rabban Shimon Gamliel, which says that Mikar Mikoy Maitame would have a Re'iyah during her Zayin Nikiyim? According to Rashi and Tosfos, this is what they say. According to Rashi and Tosfos, that learned that the din of Mikar Mikoy Maitame, it's Midin Maga, even though the blood is dam which would contaminate her for an entire day, it's an av hatuma, but it's not going to cause it to forfeit her 7 clean days.
According to Ramban,
it would. Because according to Ramban, it's part of the culture. It's been brought up in this world. And it would, even though it's not dam nida, it's not dam, but being that it's part of the makar, it would cause her to forfeit the 7 clean days. Okay, now we're running out of time. Just to conclude, we have a problem in the Rambam. The Rambam contradicts himself. The Rambam explicitly states that if a woman releases blood, they're talking about her regular blood, natural, real blood, the dam nida, the real deal, the real blood, that a woman develops inside of her uterus or whichever part of the organ that we're dealing with, whatever the makar really is, whatever that is, let's say it doesn't come out in the natural way. Let's say she has surgery and it comes out of the doifen, it comes out from the stomach. It was released in an unnatural way. Doctor made an incision in a womb and removed the dam nida in that method. Is that blood an avatum? Is that blood tame? Is that blood tameya? What is the? Is it tameya? Yes. Is if they say yes, yes, yes. If someone touched that blood, is he tame? Rama says yes. You know why? You know why she's tameya? Why? Because he passions mikar mikoy my tame. Mekar mekoy maitame. Explicit. Problem is the Rambam says damaka. Let's say the damaka, the inside of that mekar, this damaka, and it comes out in the natural way. The woman that dam is not tamei. The woman is not a nida. She's not tamei. She's not. What now? That's all he says. Now why not? obviously, you learn our Gemara right here, it's because the Rambam is passing Mekar, Mekoymai, Tohar. It's Damaka. We're going on a woman, it's definitely not the time of a period, okay? It's not the period. It's not this month. It's not going to happen now, okay? She's not expected, even if you hold this, it's Deraisa. It's not the time when it's going to happen. And this dam, Maka. And the dam Maka entered that cavity. It grew up in that cavity. It's there. It grew up in that cavity. And then it was released. Ram says, no tumah whatsoever. There's no tumas neither, for sure not. And there's no tumas eref. Now, if you just take, so the Rambam says, if you take that isolated halacha alone, that's how these are different. These halachas are different parts of the Rambam. The Mishnah Torah, different, told different sections. Obviously, you learn the Gemara, everything, because the Rambam passes like Rebbe, Mikar, Mikai my Tar. But the Rambam explicitly says that the real dam nida that comes out of her body in an unnatural way, and someone touches it, is tamei. The dam itself is tamei because if it comes out of the natural way, it's a sure tamei, because even if you hold mekar mekamei tahar, it comes out of the natural way. The Torah says it's tamei. That's there. But if it comes out in an unnatural way, it's tamei because mekar mekamei tamei. A steer in the Rambam. My sources tell me that a lot of people have lost a lot of sleep over this contradiction. This is a very difficult contradiction in the Rambam. So the answer is, as they struggle with this Rambam, but if you learn the Rambam learns like the Ramban, then you have an answer. If you learn the Rambam like Rashi, then it's a bit of touching, you got to like, man of shach, it touched, there's maga. There's maga here, there's maga there. There's maga, it's tar in both cases. If there's no maga, it's tummy in both. It's re-tummy across the board. But if you learn like the Ramban, that it's a matter of not touching, it's a matter of where it developed, then you can learn that the Ramban, lahalacha, he took the whole sugya, he's coming to Paskin. He's coming to Paskin lahalacha, mikar mikoy my tummy. Like the Ramban. Not because the blood, it touched the walls of the organ. Because the blood developed in the organ. It grew up on Venus. It's Tanea, not because of Maga. Once you're working with that Sfar, that concept, the Sfar to Mechalik, that's only true if you're a native to Venus. But if there's blood that grew up and developed in that organ, because it's a Maka. It's a Martian. It just landed there by accident. It's not really part of the organ. It's a maka. Even though it developed, then there's a svar to say, there's no tumma. Then we're not going to say, mekor mekoy my tumme, if you don't mean maka touching, you can't differentiate between this one and that one. Touch it touches. But if mekor mekoy my tumme is because it's part of the cavity, it's part of the development, it is a svar to say to the mechalek, there's natural blood and there's blood that's not natural. When it's dam nida, that's natural to the makar mekoyma. So when that blood comes out of the body, even it comes out of the body in an unnatural way, if it's taken out of the body, even through the dyphen, because that blood is natural blood to the makar, tameh. But if the blood that even though it grew up and developed in that organ comes out is not natural because it's a maka, then it's a maka. So a touch? Touching is nothing. It's a tumabalua, it's not a revius, it comes out of the body. Tahar! No such tumah alone. We, in order to understand the Gemara, so we're coming to understand these opinions, we're not differentiating. According to Rav Moshe Magnum, we're coming to say exactly the same thing. But in the Rambam's Psak Halacha, there's a grounds to differentiate between these two, and that's how you can answer the Rambam. Okay, so we'll stop with this.